And one other issue we have been following, of course, is what's happening on Wall Street, what happened in the fall of 2008, how the whole system collapsed, and what steps we ought to take to make sure that that doesn't happen again. The House of Representatives appointed a very distinguished committee, commission, to look into that. It's called the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, or otherwise known in Washington as the Angelides Commission, because the chair is Phil Angelides, my good friend, a former chair of the California Democratic Party and chairman of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. Phil, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
All right.
Wonderful to see you.
Good to see you.
And by the way, one little technical correction. It's actually the Angelides Thomas Commission because Bill... we're a bipartisan commission.
Okay.
Bill Thomas is the vice chair from Bakersfield. And we're doing this together on behalf of the country.
Two Californians. Yeah. And I was starting to think, walking over here this morning, Phil, how long we've known each other. But I think you were a teenager when I first met you. You were early 20s, anyhow. Right?
It was the early 1970s. We looked so good back then.
We look good today, too, damn it.
Yeah, it's all relative.
That was a Phil Eisenberg campaign, maybe?
Yeah.
Right?
First job, political paid job out of college for me, $400 a month. I was happy to have it.
I'm telling you. And talk about jobs. It was Phil Angelides who called me one night in Los Angeles and said, you know, my term as Democratic state chair is almost up. And hey, sucker, how about you? Hey, sucker, why don't you take a turn?
Yeah, that's right.
And I fell for it.
Yeah, I got to do the 92 elections, and lucky you got to do the 94 elections.
Right, which didn't go that well. Okay, good. Hey, Phil, so are we back to business as usual on Wall Street? In some ways, it looks like it.
Yeah, I think this is a real concern. I mean, if you think about it, not much, in fact, very little, if anything's changed since before the meltdown. Now, there's been financial reform legislation, but that's really a beginning, not an end. In the 1930s, the New Deal legislation and reforms took about a decade to put in place. And as you know from the financial reform legislation, there's some 250 rules that have to be written.
Yep.
But as of today, not much has changed. You still have the same speculation, the same kind of risk, the same kind of ingredients that in many respects led to the explosion in 2008. So I don't think anyone ought to assume that everything's hunky-dory now because we have a period of stability.
Or should people assume that because Congress has passed and the president has signed Wall Street legislation that your work is done?
No. In fact, I think here's what needs to happen. I mean, let's be candid about it. There hasn't been the level of self-examination that we need in wake of this disaster. You know, this was not a small bump, a little thing for the country. 27 million people are out of work. 2 million families have lost their homes. Another 2 million families are in foreclosure. Another 2 million families are more than 90 days late on their mortgages. Families in this nation have lost about $11 trillion worth of wealth. I mean,
which they haven't gotten back,
no,
right?
It used to be 17. We've gotten some of it back, but it's still a calamity. Life savings wiped away, people planning to retire now having to postpone for 10 years. But the fact is, because the taxpayers waded in with trillions of dollars to prop up the financial system, you didn't get the kind of self-examination you otherwise might have gotten. In our inquiry, I've seen very little acceptance of responsibility, very little understanding of the correlation between the extraordinarily reckless and risky activities and the calamity that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every public and private sector leader involved points fingers away from themselves. There hasn't been the kind of reflection that would lead us to the kind of reforms in behavior and conduct in our financial markets that I believe we need.
Was the bailout a mistake?
Well, you know, looking back, I think the real mistake is how the heck did we get to the point in our country where it looked like the only two viable options were to allow the financial system to collapse or to pour in trillions of dollars?
Yeah.
How did we allow subprime lending to run amok? How did we allow institutions like Bear Stearns and Lehman and Goldman Sachs to lever themselves up 40-1, which means that if you got a 2% bump, you're wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
So the real question is, and that's what our commission is about, how did we allow ourselves to get in such a precarious position with a Wall Street that was so, frankly, ridden with excess?
Right. Now, these same people, of course, that we bailed out, now we're back, as we said, back in business.
Doing well. The great irony is
yeah.
The country suffers, Wall Street does well.
And they fought the Wall Street reforms because they didn't think they were necessary, right? And now they're going to fight these rules and regulations every step of the way as well, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, another Californian who you know well, Byron Georgiou, who's on the commission.
On the commission, good friend.
Old civic activists never die. We just get recycled. But he told me that, you know, he was at a conference recently, and one of the new rules is, you know, what happened last time is that people would originate mortgages, they'd sell them to another person, they'd repackage them. No one had skin in the game, they just kept passing the hot potato. There are new rules that require that you keep some of the risks, so you're not just making the loan and passing it on to others. And Byron was telling me he was at a conference where people were beginning to talk about how they're going to resist, you know, these tougher rules. The credit rating agencies have already been with the SEC saying you got to go slow on some of the reforms. And the credit rating agencies, from everything we see, were disastrous enablers of what happened.
Right. Now, your commission, and you've had all these people, well, a lot of these people I've seen in your hearings, and as you just pointed out, none of them accepted responsibility for what they did. But where are you in your process, your commission? You know, how long is your lifespan, and then what kind of juice or power are you going to have to bring about any change?
Well, so just quickly about the commission. We are 10 members, Americans from all walks of life, both parties, 6 appointed by Democratic leadership in Congress, 4 by the Republican leadership. As I said, the vice chairman is Bill Thomas, who I think, like me, has really been struck by what we've learned this year.
I've talked to him about this. He learned a lot and was stunned by some of the stuff.
Right. I think it's been revelatory for us. We hope that we can make our findings revelatory for the American people. Our job is really to help, as Bill says, you know, the people in this country got hit by an 18-wheeler. They want to know who was driving the truck. They want to know the license plate of that truck. So our job is to examine the causes of the crisis, and by December 15th of this year, issue a report on the causes of the financial crisis and the economic crisis that has gripped this nation. We have conducted hundreds of interviews, everyone from Ben Bernanke to the CEO of major financial institutions to guys at the trading desk to families facing foreclosure. We have reviewed millions of pages of documents. We have held a whole series of public hearings. Our last hearing in Washington is September 1st.
September 1st.
On the issues of too big to fail, and perhaps now the issue is too bigger to fail. We are going to do a series of hearings around the country in some of the places hardest hit. Bakersfield, where Bill Thomas is from, where there's double-digit unemployment, massive foreclosures, Las Vegas, Miami. But we are hard at work now putting together our report, like the 9/11 Commission, like the Iraq Study Group, really an examination of what happened so that the American people, policymakers, regulators can have a better view of what brought our financial system to its knees.
And you will bring that report and those recommendations to the United States Congress, correct?
To the President of the Congress. And as we announced earlier this week, we are very interested in making this a narrative that people can read widely. Picking up on the 9/11 Commission report, our report's going to be published by Little Brown.
Oh, great, great.
We're going to have not just a paperback, but what we call an enhanced e-version, where it's electronic, and perhaps you can link into some of the documents, some of the testimony. We're going to try to make this as readable and accessible to the American people at large.
I'm sure you have a website where people can check the work of the commission.
Yes, we sure do. It's fcic.gov. You can go on there. You can see the video, the transcript of our hearings. You can see documents that we've posted that have, frankly, never been seen before by many folks in the public.
Phil Angelides, chair of the Angelides Thomas inquiry here on the Bill Press Show this Thursday morning. We'll put a link up on our website, fcic.gov, to that website to help you remember. Phil, the one thing you mentioned a couple of times, the 9/11 Commission, which I think is one of the best experiments in citizen activism that we've seen lately. Lee Hamilton,
and
Tom Kaine. The one thing that I really loved about their work is once they did their report, they didn't walk away. They stayed on the scene. They came back and they said to Congress, basically, here's your report card. We put out 50 recommendations, you know, and you've ignored 45 and didn't do much about the other five. Will you have that opportunity as well, and do you intend to take it?
Yeah, look.
In other words, stay on their case.
As I told you, I, as just one American, and as someone, by the way, as treasurer of the state of California in real estate, I've been struck by what I've learned this year. Just one thing, Bill, and I want to say this. For example, I've been stunned at the level of betting, almost the casino-like nature of Wall Street.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I walked into my local community bank. I inadvertently opened a door, and I saw the floor of the New York casino. So I feel a duty to, even after our report is done, to spend a lot of time trying to move these issues forward so we do the examination that has not yet occurred in this country.
Is Phil Angelides done with elective politics? You were a great treasurer of the state of California. You're a great candidate for governor. Unfortunately, you didn't make it. I wish you had.
There are no medal ceremonies.
You're a young man.
Silver medalist.
That's true. A young man, and Jerry Brown has proved that there is an eternal political life in California.
Well, I have no plans, and I don't mean that coyly. As you know, coming from California, just the decision to do something like run for governor and senator, you got to decide, you know, am I willing to give over my life for a number of years, raise tens of millions now in California, over $100 million. And I would just leave it this. I'm interested in public service. I've loved doing this. I want to make a difference. I have every view. There's many ways to do it. And I have no plans for elective office, but I do have plans to try to continue to be involved in service to my country. This has been quite a remarkable experience. I've enjoyed it immensely. I've learned a lot. It's been challenging, and it's important work.
Well, I'll just plant a seed here for what it's worth. That, you know, Timothy Geithner's not going to be around forever, so, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
Mr. Secretary.
You know, can I say something?
Mr. Chairman today. I will say this.
I'm a California boy, Bill. I got to tell you something. I like the dry weather. I like the beaches. It's nice to visit Washington.
Phil Angelides, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming into studio, and thanks for doing this job for the American people. Folks, the website, fcic.gov. Check it out. Chairman Phil Angelides.
It was great being with you.
Thanks, Phil. Good to see you.